We are up to Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches. We're up to Beis and we're doing Beis and Gimel. So we saw that there was a heter of mitoch that you're allowed to carry for any tzorach on Yontif. It is not limited to ochal nefesh. Says the Mechaber, Osur li Yisrael lahotzi shum davar b'yontif l'tzorach in Yehudi. Carrying for a non-Jew is osur. And this is even for the sake of ochal nefesh of the non-Jew, even for food of the non-Jew. It's osur. We learn out lochem. The Malachis Yontif, that's mutter, is only for Jews, not for non-Jews. Says the Ramah, Hagot, Aval mutter l'shloach lo al yidein Yehudi, kagon shetzarech lahach zir mashkin l'ein Yehudi ilim. What's that? Say you have to return a mashkon to a strong non-Jew who can get you. And you want to use a different non-Jew to send it with. So that's mutter. That Chazal, then that's not called the Tzorach Nachri, that's because of your own Yira, and it's for the sake of your Shabbos. Furthermore, in such a case where the Malach is being done by way of a non-Jew, we're so much that our streets are really only a Carmelis Midaraisa, which means Midaraisa, they're not a Rishus Arabim, and therefore carrying is a Durabanon, and to have a non-Jew do a Durabanon for you is going to be Mutter. Mishabura speaks out that it's not only if you're afraid of getting hurt, it's also for Darkei Shalom. Siv Gimel, Lokach Eitz She'eino Miyuchad L'Shpud. Now, you see, if you need a skewer on Yontif, you can use one, because you're allowed to roast on Yontif. What happens if you didn't have one? So you took a piece of wood that really was, you were never Miyachid to use as a Keli. It's a piece of wood. Wood isn't Muktzan Yontif, because you can use it for firewood, but it's not a Keli. V'tzola Bo Basar, and you used it for roasting meat. Also, letatlo acharkach. Afterwards, you have no use for it. You're not going to be metaltlet. Sheino kli. It's not a kli. Elishomto manicho bekern zavis. You pull it out of whatever animal it is, and you leave it there in the corner. Kadesh lo yazuku bo, in order that people not get hurt. Afilu eino lav baser klal, even if there's no meat on it. Now, the Mishtabura asks. The halachi is that if you have a kotz b'rishus harabim, a sharp piece of wood in the rishus harabim, there the halachi is you don't need tiltum menatzad. You're allowed to just carry it away. Why over here, in order to prevent people from getting hurt, do we say that you need tiltum menatzad? So he says, because over there it's hezeka d'rabim. We're talking about something that's really hezeka d'rabim. And if this were hezeka d'rabim, then it would be mutter also. Now, this is only in a place where someone could get hurt. If you used it in a cellar where no one's going to get hurt, where no one's going to be passing by, so leave it there. We're not even matter tiltum and atzad. Haga ulitzorach ochol nefesh mutter letatla ko afilum muktza. It's even mutter to move muktza for the sake of ochol nefesh. Chazal were matter that. The Chai Adam says that if you have a box that is muktza and you have a key that you need for Yontif, you're allowed to be metaltel the entire box in order to take out the key and to put it back in order to obtain that key. In other words, it's not only if I need the muktzah for Shabbos, but even if the muktzah is standing in my way of getting a key for the sake of getting the food, that too would be mutter to move.